Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
We start with the story of a corrections officer charged with rape in Albany County. Tell us what happened.
It was a pretty distressing story yesterday. A longtime corrections officer over at the Albany County Jail, a gentleman named Michael Snyder, was charged. And what he's accused of doing is raping a female inmate at the correctional facility over a series of days. This month. And so he was arrested, very serious charges, including third-degree rape, third-degree criminal sexual act, a bunch of felonies, also accused of some sexual abuse of the individual. And obviously, these individuals, these corrections officers, have a really important job to oversee individuals in the jail, but also to keep them safe, too. And so it looks like he's accused of abusing his authority and his ability to keep an individual in there. So it's a very serious charge. He was arraigned last night in Colony Town Court, and the case will obviously proceed here to the grand jury, but it's a pretty distressing case.
From there to a story we've been following together, that's the push to save St. Clair's pensions. It's stalled at the moment.
Yeah, so this story is hooked on the fact that the state budget deadline is looming this coming weekend on Monday. And so the state lawmakers are still busy all the time trying to get a final state budget. And what we're reporting now is our local state lawmakers say it's highly unlikely that any kind of money would be included in the budget for the 2019-2020 state budget. That any kind of money would be included that would help with some kind of a solution or a bailout with this St. Clair's Hospital pension crisis. And just as a reminder, this is that case where about 1,100 former St. Clair's employees back in December either lost all of their pensions or they saw their pensions dramatically reduced. And so some state lawmakers, Phil Steck, an assemblyman, and Angela Santa Barbara, also an assemblyman who represents Schenectady County and other places, they have been trying to broker some kind of a solution or a deal or a bailout, whatever you want to call it, but one that would include the Catholic diocese, which for many years was affiliated and was involved with the operation of St. Clair's. So there was this. There have been these efforts with the state lawmakers and the Catholic diocese to try to find a solution. What's going on now is the state lawmakers say, listen, we have not been able to get any money included in the state budget. But the reason is that the Catholic diocese, in their eyes, has not, done anything to help secure some kind of money to broker a deal too. And they say until the Catholic diocese does something, there's really no way that they're going to get money allocated in the budget. So it looks like it delays that kind of option at least a year to get money in the state budget. In the meantime, the lawmakers, they're reaching out to an organization called the Mother Cabrini Health Foundation. And this is a philanthropic organization that the Catholic Church set up last year after they sold Fidelis Care. So there's hopes that a direct appeal to this foundation might be able to garner some money to get this deal. But the dollar figures are huge. They're talking about they need about $50, $55 million to come up with a bailout. So we'll wait to see. The Catholic Diocese was very limited in what they said yesterday in that they said they're still trying to hope to find a solution to this. But a few of the pensioners we talked to yesterday said the diocese has been resistant to set up another meeting where they could meet all of the pensioners. And also the lawmakers say they feel like this thing has stalled with the diocese. So it's an ongoing thing. But this is sort of a big deal in that there were really high hopes the last couple months that they would get something done and it would involve the state budget. So there is a chance that the lawmakers point out that they could get something done by Monday, the deadline, but it's highly unlikely.
Finally, Miles, Mayor McCarthy, that's Mayor Gary McCarthy of Schenectady, has announced he's running for another term. Certainly not a politician without some controversy.
Yeah, so Mayor McCarthy certainly has been a controversial figure in Schenectady since he was elected a few terms ago. And it's been a question as to whether he would seek a third term. And so yesterday he said, yeah, he's going to formally announce next month that he will be running. I think a lot of insiders were almost sure he would, but there was some question. So he said he's definitely going to make that announcement April 9th. He's got a very limited sort of challenge from a fairly unknown individual who's going to try to wage a Democratic primary, a younger woman named Therese McCallum, who's somewhat of a newcomer to politics. She is an activist, but she's had no prior office. So she's trying to force a primary. As I said, McCarthy is going to be a very strong candidate in that primary. And at this point, it looks like he does not face any kind of formal challenge in the general election by a Republican. So this was something I think a lot of people were waiting to see would happen. And in fact, he's going to go forward. It would, you know, the safe money would say he will continue and he'll get reelected. But obviously, we'll watch it go forward.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. He joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. And there's more of our conversation online.